Module 3, Traditional Marketing Methods. Traditional marketing methods are tried and true. They have been used for years and they are still effective when done correctly. By blending traditional and newer methods of marketing to prospects, you will improve your chance of success as you approach prospects and generate leads. Never discount ideas such as cold calling, mail, and trade shows. Cold calling. The success of cold calling often depends on the attitude of the caller. A salesperson who does not believe in the effectiveness of cold calling is not going to project the confidence necessary for success. Maintaining a positive attitude will go further than you think. Cold calling has become increasingly difficult, but it is worth the reward. Do not expect to close a sale with a cold call. While it may happen, the purpose is to connect with a prospect. Successful cold calling requires extensive preparation. You need to understand the prospect and how your product relates to the prospect's needs. You need to focus on 1. Introducing yourself and your company. 2. Questioning the prospects about their needs. 3. Educating the prospect about how you can meet needs. 4. Maintain contact with the prospect. Direct mail. Direct mail is a familiar marketing method that uses physical mail, making it simple and affordable. The effectiveness of direct mail requires choosing the mailing list carefully. You must create the list of prospects based on the niche that your company provides, your ideal customer. Once you have created your list, create the piece. Direct mail advertising is more effective when there is a call to action, such as a special offer. The direct mail piece should not be educational. Make it playful or creative. You may test the direct mail on a sample of your mailing list before completing the direct mail campaign. This will help you make any adjustments you feel are unnecessary. Trade shows. Many companies can benefit from trade shows. A trade show is a wonderful venue for meeting new prospects, but trade shows are typically crowded, which means that there is great competition. There are a few steps that you can take to ensure that you benefit from the experience. Plan in advance. This includes finding the booth space and choosing how to decorate it so that there are no surprises. You also need to choose highly energetic people to handle your booth. Create goals. Do not simply show up. You need to create goals to keep you on track. This could include the number of prospects you wish to meet. Advertise. Make sure that you advertise your presence and invite customers. You will enhance advertising if you are a speaker. Follow up. Take the time to connect with prospects after the trade show is over. Networking. Networking is a frequently used buzzword. Networking, however, is one of the most effective methods of prospecting. Networking requires more than simply meeting people. It requires the time to build relationships. The process is slow and often begins at events. When going to a networking event, you need to actively work the room. Your focus should be to offer value and sell yourself. Network with different people. Once you meet new prospects, follow up and connect with them. As you build relationships, your network will develop. Case study. Terry and Melissa are going to the same trade show. Terry plans for the event weeks before it begins. She finds the dimensions of the booth and takes time choosing decorations and placement for everything. She also interviews employees to find people with the right blend of knowledge and enthusiasm. Melissa, on the other hand, asked a few peers she was friends with to join her. She ordered decorations a week before, and when she arrived at the booth, she realized everything would not fit. She struggled to complete the booth before the trade show began. It looked half-finished, and her friends spent more time talking to each other than prospects. At the end of the day, Terry had 150 prospects, while Melissa only had 20.